Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. And as we come to the close of a beautiful calendar year, it's a wonderful opportunity to look back and to really see the ministries, see the work of the church, the work of the Holy Spirit here with our Catholic community in Western Oregon. So I have in studio with me today Todd Cooper. He serves here at the Pastoral Center as the Director of Special Ministries for the Archbishop. And that's so many different ministries, so many different calls to really respond to care for the spiritual needs of the people here in the Archdiocese of Portland. So, Todd, thanks for joining me this morning.
Great to be with you as always, Dina Marie. Thank you.
Well, we've been talking about how amazing it is. It's the middle of December and the year has almost closed, and so much has really gone in this 2021. And with your job, particularly serving the Archbishop with the different needs, ministries, special projects, I thought we could just do a year-end review, some of the highlights of what's gone on in this last year, and maybe getting it kicked off with the leader, St. Joseph, who really helped us kick off. In fact, it was December 8th, 2020, when that year was inaugurated. But just maybe starting with looking at the year of St. Joseph and some of the early parts of this year of projects you've been involved with.
Great. Thanks, Dina Marie. Yeah. Well, wow, it has been a packed year. Lots of exciting things have happened this past year, so I'm happy to hit some of the highlights. And yeah, definitely the way to kick it off is the year of St. Joseph. The Holy Father called that a little bit unexpectedly last December, and so we really hit the ground running in the new year, the beginning of this year, really trying to promote devotion to St. Joseph. He is the patron of the Universal Church, and what a beautiful moment for the church this last year has been. And for myself personally, just reflecting on St. Joseph's role in the history of salvation and what I've come to appreciate personally through my own prayer and devotions during this year of St. Joseph is that he was a very hidden man, obviously, but very devout, very dedicated to the Blessed Mother and to Jesus, but that God the Father would entrust basically his two most precious possessions, I hate to use that word, but his two most precious things, the Blessed Mother and his own beloved son, into the care of St. Joseph. And so his role, beautiful. So this has been a moment of reflection for the church over this past year that really, I think, is preparing us, preparing our hearts for something that God has for us here. The Archbishop has been saying for some time, God is doing something great here in Portland. Mm-hmm. And we hear that not only from the Catholic Church, but also other evangelical churches and other folks that I'm involved with. There's this sense that the Holy Spirit is moving here. So in particular, in the Archdiocese of Portland in Western Oregon, some exciting things have been happening. And so we see some of these foundations being laid for we don't know exactly what God has planned for us, but it certainly has to do with renewal and evangelization in the church. So the year of St. Joseph really, I think, is providing a foundation for what's coming.
Absolutely. We're talking with Todd Cooper here at the Pastoral Center, the Director of Special Ministries for the Archbishop. And as you talk about that, the renewal and the sense of the Holy Spirit working, and I know hearing from the Archbishop, he's really sensing some things. Look at some of the activities that have happened in this last year that really show the Holy Spirit's work.
Yeah, thanks, Dina Marie. I think we can't talk about the year, obviously, without mentioning COVID.
Yeah.
You know, that has been the backdrop for everything. And I think even in the COVID pandemic, God is preparing us for something. Obviously, this has been a cross for all of us. I know the Archbishop in particular, trying to navigate through this pandemic with, you know, kind of balancing the governor and the state laws that have been implemented, the restrictions, all these things, and sort of applying that to our church life and just ministries has been a challenge. And for some reason, God has allowed this in the whole world, not just here, but and so, you know, my own reflection on it is that, you know, God is preparing us again through the challenges, through the difficulties. And so I just accept those as part of God's plan and his design. It hasn't been fun for me personally, you know, and I know for everybody out there, it's been hard. But I think, again, this is foundation that is, you know, being laid for something big that's happening and something new that's happening in the church. So I just mentioned that for sure as the backdrop. But the other thing I want to mention too is the Archbishop really has been kind of promoting and pushing this surrender novena. Mm. And this has been just, I think, just about a year. He's been, you know, sort of personally been using this novena and promoting it. And the whole idea is to surrender ourselves into Christ's care, into Christ's love. Let Jesus take care of everything. We, you know, are invited to trust in him and what he has for us. So that surrender is so important. So for those who maybe aren't familiar with it, I would just encourage you. You can find it on the diocesan website, but this surrender novena really is something that everybody should really take a look at and pray if you can.
Absolutely. And I know one of the things that Archbishop has talked about a lot is really developing a leadership team, working on evangelization. I mean, just working with our priests, and then that goes down to the laity, the ministers, and those that are serving in the church. But little by little, there's just this building up, unifying. I think that's the word, unifying, that the Archbishop is really seeing with the work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And we're seeing that, Dina Marie. But yes, the Archbishop formed a leadership team, but the focus of that team really is how do we open ourselves to the Holy Spirit in a way that evangelization and spreading the love and the good news of Jesus Christ and our salvation, how can we bring that to the people of Western Oregon? That's what the Archbishop is charged with. That's what he really is focused on and has been for well over a year now. In his own prayer, his own ministry, his own calling. You can hear it in his preaching. Mm-hmm. It really is very moving and also exciting. So this leadership team has been doing much work kind of behind the scenes, working together with the Archbishop, opening itself up to the Holy Spirit, calling the rest of us to do the same. And again, looking forward to what the Holy Spirit is calling us to here in Western Oregon.
Right. And I want you, Todd, as we're just kind of coming to a close, as we look ahead, something that just entered into our periphery is the Synod. And I think this was in October, and Pope Francis is kind of inviting all of the churches all around the world for prayer, for listening, for this real focus. And so as we approach that in our own area of Western Oregon, what's been happening so far, and what do you really hope will come up in the next year?
Yeah, this is a worldwide synod, Dina Marie, that the Holy Father has called. Archbishop, obviously, is pushing the synod here in the Archdiocese of Portland. It's a moment for the church to reflect together and to journey together on kind of where we've come from and maybe where the Holy Spirit is calling us. Ultimately, that's the goal of the synod, is to have a wide consultation with the people of God, reflect on how has the Holy Spirit been working in our lives, in the world today, and where is the Holy Spirit calling us as a church to go? Obviously, this has everything to do with the love of Christ, being able to spread that in a way and witness it in a way that people can understand it, hear it, and maybe be compelled by it to enter into the faith more deeply, to become disciples themselves who are on fire with the love of Christ. This is the passion of the Archbishop, and it's coming out clearer and clearer on a daily basis. He obviously is compelled and impelled by this gospel call.
Mm-hmm. And then looking forward to 2022, I think the invitation for us to participate, to support our pastors, but just to listen to the cry of the shepherd, I think he's going to have a real a focus for us in this renewal for 2022.
Yeah, absolutely. And with regard to the synod itself, just some practical information about that. You know, we're going to provide a framework for parishes. And when I say we, you know, there's a steering committee that the Archbishop has put together. He's asked me to kind of spearhead this effort. Obviously, we're working with our pastors, the Archdiocesan Pastoral Council. The Presbyteral Council will be involved as well. But really consulting with the people of God in discernment sessions that are grounded in prayer. And again, reflecting on this idea, how is the Holy Spirit calling us? What is the Holy Spirit calling the church to do and to be in these times, our times? So that's really the focus. And a little bit as a backdrop for the Synod and sort of what's happened this past year that's been significant, I think, is the Archbishop really has been focused on his priests, building priestly fraternity, being a spiritual father to his priests, helping to grow in intimacy with them, supporting them, just really being there for them. And so his focus is kind of shifting his ministry away from kind of some of the more administrative elements that come along often with that job of being an archbishop, and really focusing his energy on his priests to help them to live the gospel more fully, and obviously then be powerful leaders in their own parishes. So that there was a convocation last May that took place, which was just a powerful moment for the Archdiocese. I think there was some healing that happened amongst our priests and the clergy here in the Archdiocese, with the Archbishop at the lead, sharing kind of personally of himself, you know, some of his own brokenness, and other priests sort of, you know, kind of tapping into their brokenness and allowing the Holy Spirit to kind of move and do some healing there. So that unity that you mentioned, it really is beginning there, and it's spreading from there. But that's going to be a critical point in moving forward.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's a really great time as we transition from Advent into the Christmas season to know that amidst the difficulties and the darkness, we have hope in the light of Jesus Christ. So, Todd, I thank you for your time today and just wish you and everybody at the Pastoral Center the best as we approach Christmas.
Amen. Thanks so much, Dina Marie.
God bless.